field test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and Shirley Ross.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time. I'll give you a dream for your dream. If you make me a part of your scheme, then day by day and year by year, let's have a smile for a smile, my dear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight we take you under the big top with a story of circus life. Step right this way for the one and only SEAL test circus show, starring John Barrymore and Shirley Ross. See the love of the curly-headed farm boy for the beautiful Oriental dancer, shattered by the scheming of a wicked old scoundrel.
I wonder who plays that part.
I can't imagine, John. But it all comes out in our story. So let's be off to the circus and find out.
Gee, how I love to follow the circus around. Oh, what a thrill I get when they come into town.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze, the girl with two heads and the man with no knees, and they freeze. All right.
Gee, they're nice. Plenty of popcorn, peanuts and pink lemonade. Lions and tigers leading the big parade.
The midget is so tiny, the strong man so tall, but the clowns and their antics, I laugh at them all, cause I love to follow the circus around.
Step right up this way, ladies and gentlemen. See the Barrymore Wonder Show. See Jojo, the boy-faced dog. See Sam Quentin, the zebra man. Striped since childhood.
Excuse me, mister.
Well, here's an apple-cheeked farm boy who wants to buy a ticket before I even finish my spiel.
Nope, don't want a ticket, want a job.
No jobs, beat it, Cy.
Name ain't Cy, name's Rudy.
Oh, Rudy from the hills, eh?
Nope, Rudy from the valleys. Who's that time, city slicker?
Well, a smart rube in his first pair of store shoes. Bet those shoes hurt, eh, rube?
Nope, shoes don't hurt, but my feet do. Who's again? How about that job?
There ain't no job. Now, scram, Hayseed. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about the greatest feature of the Barrymore Wonder Show. Captain Otto Tannenbaum, the human cannon bomb. As a climax to tonight's show, Otto will be shot from a giant 20,000 feet into the air. Here he is, the human cannonball himself. Captain Otto Cannonball. The human cannonball himself. Captain Otto Tannenbaum.
Hey, Joe, where's the human cannonball?
He walked out on us, boss.
Got 7 cannonballs we lost this month.
Ladies and gentlemen, Otto the human cannonball is indisposed at the moment. Now, just a second. I guarantee you that a man will get loaded in that cannon, even if it has to be me.
It's another one of your fakes, Barrymore?
Who are you? Have we met before?
I'm the sheriff, and you're a fake.
We've met before.
Now, look here, Barrymore. You've been hoodwinking the people of this country long enough. Either you produce Otto Tannenbaum and shoot him out of the cannon, or I'll close your show.
Well, no, don't you worry, Sheriff. Otto's here.
Excuse me, mister. You haven't changed your mind about that job, have you?
No, I have.
Why, Otto! Otto Tannenbaum!
You must be mistaken. I'm Rudy Valley.
What's this?
Pay no attention to him, Sheriff. Getting shot out of that cannon is trying to touch him a little.
But he says he's Rudy Valley.
Yeah, I know. Last week, he thought it was Bing Crosby. He even sang like Bing Crosby.
That should happen every week. So long, Barrymore. So long, son. Certainly got a bang-up job.
Did you mean that I've got a job at the circus, Mr. Barrymore?
Absolutely. A good job.
With a chance for advancement?
Son, I guarantee you'll go a long way. How much money do you want?
Same money I've been getting down the farm. $1 a month.
You mean to say they pay you $1 a month on the farm?
Yep, they got to. We got a union. What do I do here at the circus?
Well, you see that red uniform? We put you into that.
Oh, fine and dandy.
And you see that cannon over there? Then we put you into that.
Well, it's fine and dandy.
Then we shoot you out of it.
Oh, fine. What? I ain't going to get shot out of no cannon.
Why not?
The noise scares me. I'm gun shy.
What? There's no danger. I've had dozens of fellas shot out of cannon.
Where are they now?
Oh, scattered around. Oh, come on, son. Take this job. I'll double your salary.
Double my salary?
Yeah. Think of it. $2 a month.
Nope. Riches ain't everything.
All right. I'll throw in transportation.
Transportation?
Yeah. I'll aim the cannon at your house.
Nope. I ain't going to do it.
Oh, come on, son. What's a little thing like getting shot out of a cannon?
Hey, who's that pretty girl a-coming a-twisting out of that there tent?
That's the Princess Shirley Oh, you like the princess, huh?
Gee, willikers, yes. Why, she's pretty in the girls in the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Now, I gotta go over and introduce the princess, son. How'd you like to meet her?
Ask for a number. Meet her? Meet her? Gosh, all get out. Why? I've seen her pictures in the police gazette. Open the barber shop.
Don't tell me you go to the barber shop.
Yep, every month. To get my scissors sharpened. Say, could I meet the princess?
Certainly, son. And now, ladies and gentlemen, step right up this way and see the Princess Shirley Shirley in a palpitating, paralyzing Polynesian dance. Every movement is significant. The princess has the cleverest pair of feet in the world. But I warn you, don't watch her feet too closely, or you'll miss her dance. Now, here she is, folks, the one and only princess with a song of her native island.
Hawaii, Isle of Beauty, where skies are blue and love is true. Where balmy air and golden moonlight caress the waving palms of Honolulu. Your valleys with their rainbows, your mountains the azure sea, your fragrant flowers and charming music unite and sing aloha to me.
Nice going. Say, I want to talk to you, Shirley. I want you to handle a little job for me.
Mr. Barrymore, my contract calls for nothing but dancing.
You call that dancing? Even I can get up there and shake like that.
I know. The only difference is you can't stop.
Now, listen, Shirley, here's the deal. There's a young hick standing over there named Rudy Valley. See him?
Yeah.
Now, listen. If you talk him into getting himself shot out of the cannon, I'll give you a $10 bonus.
Why, what kind of a man are you? Do you expect me to ask that nice-looking, clean-cut boy to risk his life?
Sure.
Barrymore, you don't know much about me, do you?
All right. $20.
Call him over.
That's the stuff, Shirley. Now you know what to do. Smile at him and flatter him.
I see. Use my head, huh?
Only as a last resort. Oh, Rudy! Come here, my boy. I want you to meet the Princess Shirley Shirley. Princess, this is Rudy Valley.
Hello, tall, pink, and nasal.
Well, I'll leave you two alone. I'll arrive with you, Rudy.
Now, let's leave our three-ring circus for a moment while I tell you about three great surprises Seal Test has prepared for you. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, we present one of the greatest ice cream packages on earth, the new Seal Test Pint Package, now on sale at Seal Test ice cream dealers everywhere. Now, at last, you may buy Seal Test quality, purity, and wholesomeness in this Seal Test sanitary container. Be sure to ask for the handsome red, gray, and white Seal Test Pint Package.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce surprise number two. It's the ice cream that you'll find in the new Seal Test Pint Package all during February. Chocolate Fudge Royale, a thrilling new adventure in taste. Just imagine a smooth, creamy vanilla ice cream streaked through and through with delicious chocolate fudge. Do me a favor and treat yourself to this tempting flavor of the month, Chocolate Fudge Royale, in the new Seal Test Pint Package.
Surprise number three is a brand new February ice cream pie. This month, between those luscious vanilla ice cream crusts, you'll find a layer of ripe red cherries, crushed and frozen. So take your choice of these thrilling treats. Chocolate Fudge Royale in the new Seal Test Pint Package, or Seal Test Ice Cream Cherry Pie. Or, better still, enjoy both of them often, all during February. We'll tell you a little later where to buy them in your community. But now, back to the circus, where we find our country bumpkin, Rudy Valley, stricken by the charms of the exotic Hoochie Coochie dancer, Princess Shirley Shirley.
So you like my act, huh, Hayseed?
Gosh, I sure do. Ain't seen a person shake like that since the time Grandpa caught his nose in the milking machine.
You sure talk nice for a hick. Say, what do you do?
I work down the road a piece. Guess most folks would call me a farmer.
What's your name?
Rudy Valley.
Yeah, I guess they would. Say, what are you standing there staring at me that way for, huh?
Gosh, can't help it. Never seen a woman like you before.
Oh, so you've seen a woman before.
Yes, had one. She ran away with a man from a circus. Would you like to hear about it?
Yes, I would.
Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn. Like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left in this wide world to fret and to mourn. Betrayed by a maid in her teens. This girl that I loved, she was handsome. I tried all I knew her to please. But I could not please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze.
Oh, the hater flies through the air with the greatest speed.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he has purloined away. This young man by name was Signor Bonaslang, all dark and handsome, as well made as Chang. Wherever he appeared, the hall loudly rang with cheering from all the people there. He'd smile from his bow on the people below, and one night he smiled on my love. She winked back at him, and she shouted, bravo, as he hung by his nose from above.
Oh, he
flies through the air, who is the greatest of these? Daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he has purloined away. One night I, as usual, went to her dear home, found there her mother and father alone. I asked for my love, and soon they made known to my horror
that she'd run away. She packed up her box and eloped within the night with him with the greatest of ease. From two stories high, he had lowered her down to the ground on his flying trapeze.
Oh, he'd a fly there with the greatest ease. Daring young man home a flying trapeze. His movements for grace, all the girls he does please. And by love, he has her ordered. Oh, oh, oh,
say, Rudy, why don't you join up with this here circus? And then you could see me all the time, huh?
I'd like to, but the only job open is replacing Captain Cannonbomb, the human cannonbomb. Say, whatever happened to him?
Nerves.
Nerves?
Yeah. He went to pieces.
Now, the job's too risky.
Oh, now, wouldn't you take the job, even to be near me?
Gosh, I don't know. If I did it, would you? Would you like me any better?
Well, different kinds of girls like different kinds of men now. Personally, I'm the kind of a girl who likes the kind of a man who'll let himself get shot out of a cannon.
Like me?
Yeah. Let the other girls have the smart ones.
Well, maybe I haven't...
Listen, handsome. Let him shoot you out of the cannon and I'll fall madly in love with you. Well, just think. You'll have a chance to make love to a genuine Polynesian dancer in a grass skirt.
That ain't hay.
Well, ma'am, you can go tell Mr. Barrymore that I'm joining the circus and he can shoot me out of the cannon. I guess you know why I'm doing it, don't you, Princess?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Because I'm in love with you.
You heard me, Barrymore. I'm not going to let this boy go through with it. I love him. Do you hear me? I love him.
Love? What do you know about love?
I know as much about love as you do, Barrymore.
Stop having delusions of grandeur.
I love that boy, Barrymore. I'm going to marry him and settle down.
Princess, you can't do this to me. Why, if that kid ain't got shot out of the cannon, they'll close the show. I won't let you go.
Try and stop me. Barrymore, I'm leaving you, and I'm leaving you high and dry.
High and dry. From the sublime to the ridiculous. Princess, you can't do this thing. Not when I got such big plans for your career.
For instance, what for instance?
Why, you're making peanuts here, and I can see you on Broadway. If you stick to me, baby, I'll get you 500 smackers a week for your hoochie-coochie act.
No, I'm through.
Princess, you're shaking away a fortune.
Nevertheless, I'm still quitting, do you understand?
All right, quit. Leave me here alone. But the show will still go on.
Yeah, how?
I'll carry on myself. Tonight, Barrymore carries on.
Why should tonight be an exception?
All right, where's that $20?
What?
The $20 you took to make love to Rudy Valley.
Hold on here, hold on here. What's that? $20? You gave the princess $20 to make love to me?
Now, Rudy, you must listen.
Quiet, you coochie hoochie dancer, you.
Rudy. Rudy, you know I love you. I'd do anything for you, Rudy. I'd give you the grass off my skirt. Gee, Rudy, I love you.
You have a strange way of showing it, ma'am.
Now, Rudy.
Never mind. I never want to see you again. I'm through with you and your hoochins and your coochins. Goodbye.
Well, I hope you're satisfied now, Mr. Barnum and Bailey Moore, Barrymore. I lost my man, and you're going to lose your circus.
Not so fast. Valley will be shot out of that cannon tonight. And all for the love of a lady.
What are you going to do?
Never you fear. I'm going to work. The great profile is going after the great projectile. The show must go on.
Now for the big news from your own neighborhood. Where to buy those thrilling ice cream treats which Seal Test is featuring all during February? Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test ice cream and milk are sold. Ready?
Thank you.
I've got no use for the women. A true one may seldom be found. They use a man for his money. When it's gone, they'll turn him down. They all alike at the bottom. Selfish and grasping for all. They stay by a man while he's winning and laugh in his face at his fall.
Woe is me, woe is me.
What's the matter, son? You're looking kind of low.
Yep, feel that way. The alfalfa of love has soured in the silo of my heart. Mr. Barrymore, I just discovered that women sure can cause a man a heap of trouble.
You just discovered that, eh? Son, shake hands with Columbus. Is there anything I can do to help you, son?
Well, I don't know. You're a circus man. You know all about lions and tigers, but you know about love?
What do you think drove me to lions and tigers? Now look, Rudy, my boy. I have an idea how you can make the princess feel mighty sorry for what she's done to you.
What's that?
Kill yourself.
But ain't that liable to be fatal?
I don't mean really kill yourself. I mean just pretend to, so the princess will feel sad and come a-running to you, apologetic-like.
Five gingerbread. Excuse me for swearing. But I think maybe you got something there. You think it'd work?
It can't miss.
All right, by jingles, I'll make out like I'm going to drown myself or take poison or something.
Oh, that's no good. There's only one way to really impress her.
How's that?
Make out like you're going to be shot out of a cannon.
That's a humdinger of an idea. I'll get in the cannon and you make out like you're going to fire it. Only, of course, you don't really fire it.
Oh, of course I don't. I just make out.
Say, you wouldn't fool me and shut off that cannon, would you?
Bye, son. You don't think that honest John Barrymore wrote back in his word just to make a few thousand dollars and save his show and his reputation and keep out of jail, do you?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Remind me to sell you some oil stock later.
You know, I'd feel better if I had some guarantee that you wouldn't set off that cannon when I get into it.
All right, son, I'll give you a guarantee. You got any money?
Got $10.
Okay, give me the $10. Thanks, son. Now, I'll hold this $10, and that's your guarantee.
Gosh, that's mighty decent of you. Now I know why they call you Honest John.
Well, come on, son. Let's go over to that cannon.
I hope this works. I'm feeling mighty low.
Son, if my idea works, you'll be flying high. Ladies and gentlemen, in the center ring, you're about to witness a spectacle the whole world has been waiting for. Captain Rudy Valley is about to be shot from a cannon. Yep, folks, Captain Rudy, the gyrating patootie. This evening, this event takes place immediately after the next number. Valley, my boy, here's the cannon. Now just step in there and make yourself at home.
All right, Mr. Barrymore. Gosh, we'll sure fool the princess, won't we? When you pretend to fire the cannon, it'll be some joke, huh?
Yeah, you'll die laughing.
Gosh, I sure hope the princess don't lose respect for me when she finds out that it's all a joke. I want the princess to look up to me.
She will.
Hey, what are you doing down there? What are you putting in that dynamite in the cannon for?
Just trying to make it look legitimate, my boy. Don't be worried.
You trust me with this cannon, don't you?
Yeah, but I'd feel a lot safer if you'd point me toward that fat lady's lap.
Don't you worry about a thing, son. Just stand still there till I adjust this fuse.
Gosh, I wouldn't even be in this cannon if it weren't for the princess. Though I just met her, I'm going to marry and love her till the day I die.
Son, the honeymoon is practically over.
Rudy! Rudy, get out of that cannon. Get out of there before he shoots you off. Get out of there. I love you, Rudy.
You hear that, Mr. Barrymore? She loves me. Let me out of here. Why should I be in a loaded cannon when I could be in the arms of a woman who says she loves me?
From personal experience in both fields, son,
I'd say you're safer in the cannon.
But I love her. I'm getting out of this here cannon now. Get away from those explosives.
Now, don't be hasty, me boy. Are you sure she loves you?
Sure? Go on, dear. Tell me again. Tell me quick.
I love you. I love you. I think you're marvelous. I think you're wonderful. I think you're terrific.
You think I'm dynamite?
What did you say?
I said dynamite.
And there he goes, folks. Captain Valley, straight up 20,000 feet, into the air. And now he's coming down, straight for the net. No! He's hesitating. He's not going for the net. Looks like he's going to do it the hard way tonight. He's going to dive head first into the water bucket. The greatest trick in circus history. Will he make it? He made it!
Rudy, Rudy, are you all right? Rudy, please say something, anything.
A towel, please.
But you fell 20,000 feet into a bucket of water. Well, you must be hurt terribly.
Well, I got a bit of a headache.
Oh, with that big net there, why did you dive into the water bucket?
Because I loved you, darling. I wanted to be washed up for the wedding.
Gee, how I love to follow the circus around. Gee, what a thrill I get when they come into town. The daring young man on the flying trapeze, the girl with two heads and the man with no knees, that they please. All nice. Gee, they're
nice.
Plenty of pop. Corn, peanuts, and pink lemonade. Lion the tiger leading the big parade. The midget's so tiny, the strong man so tall. The clown and the antics, I laugh at them all, 'cause I love to follow the circus.
Song for a song of mine. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time. I'll give you a dream for your dreams. If you make me a part of your scheme, then day by day and year by year, let's have a smile, for a smile, my dear.
John and I will be back next Thursday with our version of Tugboat Annie. With our special guest, we will have with us the famous Tugboat Annie of the films, Miss Marjorie Rambeau. I'd like to thank Shirley Ross for stepping in at the last moment when Dorothy L'Amour became ill. We wish Dorothy a speedy recovery. Until next Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir, and good night.
Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.